My friend, rocks will hinder growth, and it's possible that there can be rocks in our heart. Well, what are some of the rocks that will hinder growth? Well, what about the rock of bitterness or doubt, unforgiveness, pride, unfaithfulness, jealousies? These are stony places in our heart that can hinder the seed from taking root. The only way to get rid of them is to confess that they're there, repent of them, and ask Jesus to take them out.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you with us today on Truth and Fact. The Lord is good. Thank God for His mercy, His grace. Thank the Lord for the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you and I, that we might be delivered and have eternal life and live in the victory and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. He came to give us life, life more abundantly. We are in the book of Mark chapter 4. And we are dealing with the sower that went out to sow. Verse 5 said, some fell on stony ground. That's right. Rocks and stumps can hinder the seed from being planted and growing and sprouting in our life. That's right. There are stony places in our hearts that can hinder the seed from taking root. And the only way to get rid of them is to do this. Confess that they're there and repent of them and ask Jesus to remove them. In other words, there are a few things I believe that we need to do if we want victory in our life. Number one, there must be acknowledgement. You can say all day long that there's no stump out there in my field, but the fact is, if there's a stump there, then let's acknowledge that it's there. Know that it's there and then do something about it. You can say it's not there, it's not there, it's not there, but my friend, if it's there, then we need to do something about it. Acknowledgement is very important. Secondly, acceptance. That's right, accept the fact that it's there. Thirdly, confess it. Tell the Lord, okay, Lord, there's a stump in my field and I need to get it out. Fourthly, repent of it. You see, the prophet Nathan said to David, thou art the man. David committed adultery with Bathsheba. He had her husband Uriah set up to be killed in battle. And Nathan the prophet, the word of God, came to David and told him, thou art the man, and it smote David's heart. Well, what did David do? Well, number one, I know that he heard the word of God. Secondly, he accepted the word, and also he acknowledged his sin. He confessed and repented before God, and we see this in Psalm 51. 2 Samuel 12 and 13 says, and David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. He admitted it. He didn't sweep it under the rug. He didn't try to deny it. He didn't blame Nathan the prophet. You know, we want to blame everybody else. We want to blame the pastor, the preacher, the evangelist, or the Sunday school teacher, or other people. No, take responsibility for your own actions. David acknowledged the fact that he was the one that was guilty before God. He sinned before who? Before the Lord. He didn't blame Bathsheba. He didn't blame anybody else. He blamed himself. Well, what does God's word say? It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. My friend, God is able to uproot any stump or stony place in your heart if you will turn it over to Him. God can do it. Give it to Jesus. Turn it over to Him. Let Jesus take those stony places out of your heart. Let Him prepare the fields for sowing. Let Jesus have His way in your life. You know, through the years, I've seen Jesus change many hearts. I've seen Him prepare the soil. I've seen God uproot those stumps that can cause bitterness, those stumps that can cause prejudices, those stumps that can cause anger and resentments and unforgiveness. I've seen Jesus give a new heart and a changed heart. I've seen God take out that heart of stone and put in that heart of flesh. My friend, I want to encourage you today. Only Jesus can change you. Only Jesus can give you a new heart. Will you acknowledge it? And will you admit it? And will you repent of it today?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.